Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It don't matter where it takes me, long as I can keep this feeling running through my soul.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and the one and only, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with a new friend, Alex Joyce. Alexander Joyce is the president and CEO of Rejoice Financial, LLC. RejoiceFinancial.com is his website. We're talking about, he also has a radio show. Can they find your radio show on your website, Alex?
Yeah, they sure can. Yep. It's WIBC. It's called the Retirement Halftime Show.
All right, Retirement Halftime Show. So check that out. We're talking about Social Security. When should you take it? You told us in the last segment, think longevity. Think.
Yeah.
And you know, I've known people, and I never understood this. I've known people who had plenty of money that didn't need the money, who started drawing at retirement age when they could have added a third more if they waited till they were 70.
Sure.
And they didn't, you know, but one thing people forget about, when you start drawing in Social Security, that's income.
Yeah.
Which means that it's a taxable event, right?
Right.
So if you think you're going to draw a couple thousand from the government on Social Security, then two things got to come out of that. They're going to deduct your Medicare payments, which you have to pay for. And they're going to deduct, and then you're going to pay taxes on that. So that thou is probably going to wind up looking more like about $1,400, isn't it? I mean, that $2,000 is going to look more like about $1,400 by the time taxes are over with, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so,
I'm sorry.
So if you can wait till you're 70, if you can wait till you're 70, that $2,000 becomes what, $3,000 maybe? So what are some other thoughts on when to draw?
Yeah, I think Jim, not to go backwards, but there's a lot of mixed advice out there as well. Some of these strategies and some of the we do events, right? You know, here where I live, and trying to get the education out there. One of the things that we do is we stress that you're not getting any type of statement from the Social Security that says that there's recent changes. You know, Jim, and one of the recent changes was on the file and suspend, right? It was a strategy where, hey,
they did away with that, though, right?
It did away with that. And but there's still that restricted application, Jim, where you could, if you're both husband and wife are 66, you could file a restricted application on your spouse, but you both got to be 66. That's the difference.
Right. So, it only works for some people. In fact, file and suspend only worked for certain kind of folks.
Exactly right.
It didn't work
right.
For everybody. So now, folks, he's getting in the weeds just a little bit on some of these methods, but here's what you need to know. It's not, if you're a couple, at least, if you're married, there are other options than just drawing or not drawing that you need to talk to someone like Alex about to help them walk you through these weeds. That's the main thing I want to say.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, it is complex, you know. I'm happy we're talking about it because I have a designation actually, Jim, that's called an NSSA, right? It's a National Social Security Advisor, which allows me to give real advice, right? So my passion is giving real advice on this subject because it is tough. And if it wasn't, we wouldn't be talking about it. You know, for somebody to just wake up and just say, hey, I think I'm ready to start taking those benefits I've paid into my whole life.
Right.
There's another side to it. There really is. And it needs to be, there needs to be solid advice. And a lot of times, somebody doesn't have your vested interest at heart, right? So it's kind of hard. You need to trust in your financial advisor, whoever she or he is, that you know they have your best interest at heart when it comes to, and they've got to be educated on the topic,
right?
So and a lot of people out there just say, you know, I think it's time, or we should, you know, they build it into the income plan, and it shouldn't be that way. So it is a tough subject. So
another thing with that, if you start drawing early, if you draw at 62, you have a limited amount of income you can make at that age, don't you?
Right.
Without being penalized.
Absolutely. they're going to take one for every $2 you make.
Now, at retirement, if your retirement age is say 66, which is the leading edge of the baby boomers is, and the trailing edge is 67. If you'd retire at 66, then there is no limit on what you can make after that.
That's right. You can make as much as you want.
Yeah. But I like what you're saying. But one of the big things to think about, especially for a couple, is if the spouse is especially if the wife is a few years younger than the husband, that's a big that's another big reason to wait as long as you can, right? Because because for her, if you think yep. If your wife is 5 years younger than you are, and let's say and then that means she's probably going to live 15 years longer than you are.
That's exactly right.
And so the longer you wait, that makes her spousal benefits go up too, right?
That's exactly right. Survivor's benefits.
Survivor's benefits.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else? Last thoughts? Quick, 30 seconds.
No, I think you know for those of that for your listeners. I mean, if you're thinking about taking Social Security, yeah, you can stop by our website, of course, rejoicefinancial.com. We've got some educational pieces.
Your designation. Say that designation again.
NSSA, National Social Security Advisor.
So is that what I want to look for if I'm not in Indianapolis, I'm in Spokane or something? Is that the kind of thing I want to see on my person?
That's exactly right. If you want to talk to somebody that's very versed, very educated on Social Security, look for that designation. It's like the CFP in this industry.
There you go. Hey, good job today, Alex. Come back. See us next time.
Hey, you got it. Thanks, Jim.
Alexander Joyce, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.